Eviction filings in Dane County nearly doubled last year compared to the year before. It's Monday, April 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Milwaukee man has been charged in the death of a 19-year-old woman who was reported missing earlier this month, and a new statue commemorating Vel Phillips is coming to the state capitol. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Last year, eviction filings in Dane County nearly doubled compared to 2022. A new report examined some of the factors fueling the spike. Sarah Lear has more.
Last year, landlords in Dane County sought evictions in more than 2,000 cases. The vast majority were filed over unpaid rent, says Hannah Renfro, who leads the Tenant Resource Center. The center is part of a Madison Area Tenant Advocacy Coalition, which released the report.
50% of households in Dane County are cost burdened, so they're spending more than 30% of their income on housing.
During the COVID pandemic, the federal government blocked evictions for non-payment of rent. But that moratorium ended in late 2021. Last year, eviction filings also went up elsewhere in Wisconsin, but not by nearly as much. Statewide data shows a 9% increase compared to 2022. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Wisconsin manufacturer of firefighting foam has reached a settlement with Public Water Systems over PFAS contamination. Tyco Fire Products agreed to pay $750 million to cities that detected the so-called forever chemicals in their drinking water. It was not immediately clear which communities would receive the funds. Tyco is a subsidiary of Johnson Controls International. The company used foam containing the chemicals at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. The chemicals don't break down easily in the environment. Research shows that high exposure to PFAS has been linked to certain cancers, fertility issues, and thyroid disease. Other PFAS manufacturers, including 3M and DuPont, have also recently settled lawsuits over the impact of the chemicals in drinking water. One person died and a Milwaukee firefighter was badly injured in a house fire yesterday morning. The fire spread to three homes on the city's south side. Firefighters responded to the call around 5 o'clock in the morning. They rescued one person from one of the homes and learned that another person was trapped in the attic. At a press conference yesterday, Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky said the attic became engulfed in flames as they tried to save the person. The resident died. The firefighter has burns over nearly half of his body. But Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson expressed optimism about his recovery.
This is a firefighter who is a fighter. Somebody that we're going to have to try to hold back because he's going to be pushing and prodding to get back to health and get back on the job because he loves it so much.
Authorities did not release either person's identity, but said the injured firefighter is the son of a retired member of the department. Milwaukee resident Maxwell Anderson was charged with homicide late last week in the death of Sade Robinson. As Evan Casey reports, that's after human remains were found across the city after Robinson went missing.
Investigators say Anderson and Robinson met for a date April 1st at a Milwaukee restaurant. A day later, her severed leg was found at Ekadahay Park. Investigators believe Anderson also set Robinson's car on fire. More human remains were found near that crime scene. Milwaukee County Sheriff Anita Ball says police are still working to positively identify those remains.
At this time, we don't believe that there are any other victims out there and that the person who is responsible for this heinous crime has been arrested.
Robinson was 19 and attending Milwaukee Area Technical College. Anderson's attorney said his client is, quote, presumed innocent, and we will fight the matter vigorously in court. He'll appear in court next on April 22nd. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A sculpture commemorating the life and legacy of Vel Phillips is scheduled to be unveiled at the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds in June. The State Capitol and Executive Residence Board granted final approval for the statue late last week. Phillips made history as the first black candidate to win statewide office in Wisconsin, serving as Secretary of State from 1979 to 1983. She was also the first black woman to graduate from the University of Wisconsin Law School, the first black person and woman elected to the Milwaukee Common Council, and the first black judge in the state of Wisconsin. Phillips' statue is being funded by more than $500,000 in private donations. The governor's office said details of the unveiling would be announced soon. And finally, new research shows Wisconsin dairy farmers are picking up an unexpected benefit from time spent in the barn. As Hope Kerwin reports, a study shows dairy cows pass on good gut bacteria to their owners.
Marshfield Clinic Research Institute collected samples from central Wisconsin farmers and their cows in order to study their microbiomes. That's the collection of bacteria, fungi, and viruses that naturally live in places like the stomach and on the skin. The research showed the microbes in farmers' noses were more similar to the ones found in their cows than in their non-farm neighbors. It also found higher levels of two beneficial types of gut bacteria in dairy producers. Dr. Sanjay Shukla is one of the study's authors. He says the next step in the research is to understand how this relationship impacts farmers' health.
We have not analyzed, any other diseases so far. So, for example, we're planning to look at the, different cancers or the farmers.
Shukla says the microbiome has also been shown to impact diseases like Parkinson's and type 2 diabetes. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for Wisconsin Today. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. I'm your host, Alex Krobe, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We'll be right back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning. But real quick, as an avid listener of the show, the podcast, we'd love to hear your feedback. We want to hear what makes you listen to Wisconsin Today. What draws you in and what stops you from pushing that play button or maybe hitting the skip button? You can email us, send us your feedback at newscasts@wpr.org. Thanks so much. You know we appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.